Good morning to you and welcome to the Howard Viking Show. And this week, we're frightened to say we have as our guest and our staff all week long one fellow by the name of Maury Amsterdam.
Don't let it scare you. I feel good now. I'm getting used to being up.
You've had breakfast?
Yeah, I had breakfast. I think that's what it was, yeah. Very good.
What time did you get up this morning, Maury?
Too early, yeah.
About a quarter to too early?
Yeah, that's about it. Well, actually, according to statistics, you know how much sleep the average person requires?
No.
5 minutes more.
We have a lot of school closing announcements, some to repeat and some to give on the air for the first time. Maybe you can help me with some of these things, Maury.
Yeah, I see one here. It says the Pray Fellowship of Conservative Baptist Women for this morning at 10:30, canceled. Lake Harriet Baptist Church. You'll have to do your praying at home, folks. It's a good day for it.
That meeting has been canceled. The Emmons, Minnesota Public School, High School, and Elementary School are closed today.
And the Milroy, Minnesota Public School.
What?
Any buses out, please come back. Milroy Public School, Milroy, Minnesota. Any buses out? Well, now, do they have radios in these buses?
Sure. A lot of times the bus drivers take their little transistor radios with them and listen to our programs in the morning.
They ought to have a direct line, two-way radio to these school buses with this kind of weather. I think it's important, particularly in case of any of them getting stuck anywhere.
The weather's not the best, but we do have nice weather in this part of the country. Did you know that?
I know you do. I've been here when the weather's nice. As a matter of fact, with the bellboy over at the hotel, North Star Inn, just said to me, he says, do you like living in California? I says, yeah. He says, I don't know. He said, sometimes, he says, I feel that I just wouldn't like a green Christmas. So I said, I love all these people who say they got to have a white Christmas with snow, and then Christmas they stay in all day, you know. And they say, oh, boy, I'm not going to go out in that.
Yeah.
You know.
We have a AAA correspondent, Marlon Borgerud. You haven't met Marlon, have you?
I think I did.
Marlon Borgerud of Breckenridge, Minnesota?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was the young lady I just met outside there.
Mm-hmm. He says they have heavy snow at Breckenridge. They've had 2 inches overnight, and it's still falling. Roads are very slippery. Driving conditions are poor in Breckenridge, Minnesota, and temperature of 18 degrees.
Is that a little different than it is here?
Where yes. Breckenridge? Our temperature's a balmy 25.
Oh, we're going to have a hot snap.
A hot snap. Clarence Krenz, our AAA correspondent from Bemidji, Minnesota. You know where Bemidji is?
I haven't the faintest inkle.
That's...
Well, you're going to go looking for it yourself, huh?
No, it's way up north. I'm trying to point it out to you in our map up here. See,
well,
there?
From here, it looks like your finger.
In Itasca there. It's right next to Itasca County. It's in Beltrami.
You take in a lot of territory with WCCO, don't you?
Oh, do we ever? Seriously, we reach up into Canada and, well, over the country.
I mentioned WCCO to a friend of mine in Los Angeles, and he said that he has gotten it from as far away as Honolulu. Did you know that?
Oh, I had a letter just before I left about a week ago for a little week's vacation from a guy 1,000 miles north of Fiji.
Okay. Have you ever been in Fiji?
During the war, stopped on the Fiji Island.
Well, nothing has happened there. Put it on your must-miss list. I want to tell you, we went down to Australia. We go down there every year, and we had never stopped in Fiji. I said, let's stop in Fiji for a couple of days. So my wife and I did, and I want to tell you, there's nothing going on there. And I get down to Australia, and some fellow on a local radio station in Sydney, he said, had some kind of a contest going.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for our first prize, 5 wonderful days in Fiji. So I thought to myself, for the second prize, 10 wonderful days in Fiji. What a dull place.
Maury Amsterdam with us here on CCO Radio all week long, visiting various programs. Yeah. How'd you get along with Maynard and Roger this morning and singing their theme song?
Is that who that was? I thought it was Pat and Mike.
Yeah, you gave the livestock estimates as though you were an old farmhand.
Well, I'll tell you, all you have to do to handle this kind of a job is be able to read pretty good.
Clarence Kranz, he's the guy in Bemidji now. We didn't finish his report.
Bemidji, yeah. What was his report?
Lowell Thomas pronounces it Bemidji.
Bemidji. Sounds Bemidji. Like an eye test.
Bemidji, don't take him seriously. He says, 3 inches of new snow, it's still snowing hard. Drifting and blowing snow, reduced visibility, poor
driving.
What
is that we
condition.
Got out there, white chopped liver we got out the door here? That's pretty good, too.
It's 2 above only in Bemidji.
Oh, I'm very happy for you.
And now, I haven't played much music yet.
No, I didn't know you played music on this program. What kind of music do you play? Regular music or rock and roll?
Everything. Oh, no, not too much rock stuff. Better music, high class.
The only thing that kind of bothers me a little bit about rock and roll is how they can take a word like love and get 4 syllables out of it.
Yeah. It's 13 after 8 already. Twin City temperature is 25 degrees. I got to get
already. You sound like you're from the Bronx. It's 13 after 8 already yet.